Please be seated. Join me in prayer. O God, our holy God, sovereign and above all things, eternal, perfect, never changing, God our Father, we come to you now in humility, knowing that on our own, we deserve nothing, nothing except death. And there's nothing we can do to earn eternal life without you. O God, we thank you and we come before you at this time to celebrate communion. Thank you, God, for what you did so we could know you. Thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus, to die in our place. You sent your perfect Son, Jesus, God the Son, to be separated from you, to hang on a cross, to take on all our sins. And God, you did this so that we would be worthy, so that we would be sinless, that we would be holy, and that we could be with you for eternity. God, our Father, we thank you. It is this that we celebrate and remember during this communion time. Amen. Communion, the Lord's Supper, our celebration of what Christ did for us on the cross. John 17:3 tells us, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." How can we know a God who is so above us in all ways? A God who is perfect, unimaginable, uncontrollable, and all-powerful. God gave us a way to know him, and this is by his word in the Bible, by knowing Jesus of the Bible. And this is eternal life, that we know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. In Luke 22, the Lord's Supper is described. Jesus had his final meal with his disciples in the upper room at Passover. And he knew his death was imminent. And he said, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover feast with you." And this is eternal life, that we know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Jesus was sent for this moment. This moment that we celebrate was planned by God. Luke 22:19 tells us that Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it, gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup. And after they had eaten, he said, "This cup is poured out for you, is the new covenant in my blood." And this, again, is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is knowing the God of the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, who never changes. He's always perfect, loving, sovereign, and sent his Son Jesus as the true Passover Lamb. This celebration of communion, it does nothing to make us better or to pay for our sins. Jesus did this once for all, the righteous for the unjust. He was the perfect sacrifice, and he took our guilt. He took our guilt upon him so we would be made worthy. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So this is what we believers celebrate at communion. So if you don't believe, if what I've said is foreign to you, if you do not know the only true God and Jesus who God sent, this is not your celebration. But as the men come forward. As they come forward with the elements, if you heard what I've said, if you want to believe, if you can feel a pull on your heart, and if you desire to trust the Lord Jesus, His victory over death and His forgiveness of your sins, even now, right now, ask for faith to believe and partake. So if you want to believe now, just ask for faith, ask for forgiveness of your sins. And this is your celebration with us. But again, if you don't believe, let the elements go by. So all believers, old and new, please partake of your own, on your own, as you get the elements. As we take these elements, the bread and the juice, remember and celebrate the cross, the perfect Lamb of God and His sacrifice for us. Because our Redeemer certainly does live. And this is eternal life. That we know You, the only true God, and Jesus, whom You have sent.